The 2017 legislative session saw some intense political battles over how to balance the state budget in Vermont. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermont's latest fiscal challenge has been far less divisive.
Senator Ayer.
Yes.
Senator Cummings. Yes.
On Thursday afternoon, members of the legislature's Joint Fiscal Committee met in the State House to vote on Republican Governor Phil Scott's revised spending plan. A revenue downgrade has forced elected officials to trim nearly $13 million from the budget they passed only a few months ago. In the unanimous yes vote, taken at the end of a hearing attended by only a handful of spectators, marked the end of a surprisingly uncontroversial rescission process.
I don't think there will be a major impact that will be felt. And that was part of the challenge of finding $12.5 million that would not have a major impact on Vermonters, and I think we've done that.
That's Adam Gresham, the Commissioner of Finance and Management for the Scott administration. And Gresham says the rescission plan adopted by lawmakers on Thursday will leave Vermonters who rely on government programs virtually untouched. He isn't alone in that assessment. Here's Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell, the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations.
It seems that we have closed the revenue downgrade of the 12.6 in a way that has very little impact, if no impact, on Vermonters.
Kitchell says she's been through far tougher rescission plans in the past.
And there were times when we were actually having to make very tough proposals relative to reduction of services in the health care and other areas.
This year, Kitchell says lawmakers got lucky. A newly revised forecast says the state will spend $25 million less on Medicaid than lawmakers had previously projected. And while the bulk of the savings will go to the federal government, Vermont will be able to use $4.5 million of that savings to offset reduced revenues elsewhere. The state is also expecting $3.5 million more in fee revenue from the Department of Financial Regulation. Gresham says it's the result of an improving economy that has seen more brokerage firms registering to sell financial services in the state. Vermont's budget is by no means on safe ground now. Gresham says proposed cuts at the federal level could significantly reduce revenues on which this year's spending plan relies.
We, like most states, are anticipating or were prepared for news that we may not like from Washington. We don't know whether that will happen or not.
The Scott administration says reductions in Medicaid spending are the result of fewer people being enrolled in the federal health care program, and they say benefits will not be reduced to meet the new spending target. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.